Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing, available 24/7 at ianmasters.com. And joining us now is Alan Zibel, who's a research director of Public Citizens Corporate Presidency Project, who previously covered financial services regulation and housing for the Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones Newswires. He's the author of a new report at Public Citizen, The Koch Government, How the Koch Brothers' Agenda Has Influenced the Trump Administration. Welcome to Background Briefing, Alan Zibel.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thanks, Alan. And here we are, just as the Senate is about to pass this so-called tax reform package, which is a massive gift to the Koch brothers and will, in fact, empower and consolidate plutocratic rule in this country at the expense of our tattered democracy. But I guess in a way, the chaos that we focus on a daily basis, at least I do, in trying to keep up with Donald Trump and his antics, distract us from the fact that so far in the Trump administration, the real winners, if not the only winners, have been the Koch brothers. And now you have a report that bears that out.
Yeah, I mean, this has really been, a decades-long campaign by the Koch brothers to change policy, through the creation of what people, somewhat jokingly call the Kochtopus, their network of groups, and I think, the evidence is that the Koch brothers initially were pretty spooked by Trump during the campaign. They didn't really like him. Charles Koch famously said that choosing between Trump and Hillary was like choosing between having a heart attack and getting cancer. But once Trump got into office, they have been able to staff his administration with a lot of their people. It's what we document here is 44 people in the administration that have a fairly strong tie to the Koch brothers. This has a lot to do with the fact that Trump, didn't really have that many aides or really anybody who, or very few people connected to him that knew much about policy. And the Koch brothers, had spent years and years building up, all of these political aides and policy aides to implement what they're what they want to do, and I think we're going to see that tonight on the tax bill.
Well, it's worth noting, surely, that David Koch attended Trump's election night party in Trump Tower, along with the Trump family and Peter Thiel, a very tight group, a small family group. So the fact that he was included is significant. Also, of course, David Koch had an informal chat with Trump at Mar-a-Lago on December the 21st. Where apparently they talked about preparations for his administration, and your studies indicated that the administration has basically been, it's almost the Koch brothers' administration. 44
Absolutely.
Officials now from the Koch brothers are essentially running the Trump administration, and it's pretty clear that Trump doesn't know what he's doing. So he, in a way, isn't Trump a perfect candidate for a plutocrat who has contempt for government, who's a rabid libertarian, who wants to basically destroy government and allow the private sector to run everything and go back even, before the Gilded Age?
I would say that Trump seems to be fairly ideologically malleable, to put it maybe politely. I mean, he did, even during the campaign, he kept on saying things like, "Oh, I'm going to build a better health care system, and I'm going to take care of more people," and all this stuff that I'm sure made Charles and David Koch upset. But they've, been able to outsmart him and influence him to the point where he, has not carried out virtually any of those promises. He's gone back on almost anything that seemed to have a non-traditional or not hard right bent. The exception would be trade, right? I mean, the Kochs are not big fans of his position on trade. And immigration, they disagree with him on immigration, but on the by and large, they've been able to kind of subsume his agenda for theirs.
Well, of course, the other explanation is that Trump is simply a cynical liar who told the people on the stump what they wanted to hear, and then when he became president, became the Wall Street president, the very people he ran against.
Yeah, the most significant players here are Mike Pence and Mark Short, who's the White House Legislative Affairs Director, who is, who was Pence's chief of staff and a long time head of a Koch group, Freedom Partners, and had worked for the Kochs for years. I think he actually worked for Koch Industries for a time. So Mark Short has really been the Koch's key person on tax reform, and he had a forum here in Washington over the summer where it was Mark Short and Tim Phillips, who's the head of Americans for Prosperity, and Steve Mnuchin, and they were doing this event called Unrig the Economy here at the museum in D.C. and it was fairly bizarre that it was one person who works for the Koch brothers, another person who used to work for the Koch brothers. Steve Mnuchin has his chief of staff used to work for the Koch brothers. Mnuchin had them invest in some of his movies. So he doesn't have as quite of a direct tie as these guys, but it's a very kind of a lot of the arrows in the Trump administration do point to this, to the Koch brothers, which is an incredible amount of power for just two guys. I mean, two incredibly rich guys, but two guys that have, essentially created their own political party that's to the right of the Republican Party, but it's, gradually taken over the Republican Party. So it's quite a remarkable situation the more that you dig into it.
Now, as far as I can tell, obviously this so-called tax reform will be a massive gift to the Koch brothers. The fact that a part of it, of course, is repealing the estate tax, which will mean that these vast fortunes will be passed on to heirs and create kind of American plutocratic dynasties as opposed to the incentive that the estate tax gives to the wealthiest Americans to engage in philanthropy, which has created, the Rockefeller Fund and the Ford Foundation, etc., all of which have done a great deal of good. So as bad as that is, already a lot of what, if you look at what has been passed by the House, very little, most of it in terms of changing regulations, which your organization, Public Citizen, has been on top of. So, when you look at the gifts to the Koch brothers, it's just extraordinary. The EPA being crippled by a Koch protege as the head of the EPA, opening up offshore drilling, the tar sands pipeline from Canada, pulling out of the climate accords, the Paris Accords. All of this is absolutely a gift to the Koch brothers. So am I correct in looking at this broader picture that not only are the Kochs about to be rewarded enormously by this so-called tax reform bill, they've already been rewarded, haven't they, by this administration?
Yeah, a couple things there. I mean, so they, their lead group, Americans for Prosperity, has been very active in the tax reform debate. And one of the things that people don't know about is a sort of a little known, less known provision in the tax bill that would allow 501c3 nonprofits to do partisan politics, which they're technically, which they're not allowed to do. So repealing what they call the Johnson Amendment would actually benefit Americans for Prosperity and a lot of the Koch's 501c3s and let them do partisan electioneering with tax-deductible donations. So it would make the Koch brothers' advocacy, tax-deductible. Another piece of it that's interesting is the Koch brothers have already had a lot of success in getting their agenda a past, as you mentioned. I mean, I looked through in this report a list of items that they put out in January, and they've done most of these things have happened. I mean, they executive order putting a moratorium on new federal coal leases that was rescinded. You know, the Paris Climate Agreement, as you said, that is Trump announced that be exited. You know, there tons of things. I mean, they had aides that were very in the weeds on policy and the law, and they were able to go to Congress with an agenda. I mean, they've succeeded by, being smarter and being more on top of things than the sort of bare bones staff that the Trump people came in with.
Now, you just mentioned the Johnson Amendment, 1953 law that's about to be repealed. It's a part of this so-called tax reform bill, and obviously has no real part in it, but this is what the religious right apparently are the champions of this. And it's a law that meant to stop churches from proselytizing and using the pulpit as a political weapon. They've obviously pushed the envelope a lot on that. So primarily it's being reported out as a gift to the evangelicals, but you just made the case that it's really a gift to the Koch brothers.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is an issue that we at Public Citizen follow very closely. We have a whole coalition called the Bright Lines Project that has been working on this issue and trying to fight the good fight on that issue. I can be honest, and it doesn't really look good. But the goal is to maintain this ban on political activity for nonprofits, and it would 501c3 charities. The Kochs tend to have, Americans for Prosperity has a C3 and a C4, and, they have a bunch of different legal organizations. But this would make everything tax deductible. Any donation to a C3 would continue to be tax deductible, but you could, do some of the things that you can do in the C4 now, in the C3, partisan electioneering.
In other words, what you're telling us is that the Koch brothers, who've already bought our government and are getting faithfully served by the Republican Party, they, in buying the government, they also can buy it tax-free. The money they spend on buying our government is a tax deduction.
It would appear to be the case. I mean, that there may be some limitations there, but it's certainly not good. we're very concerned about it. Yes.
Well, it's just extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, at what point do the American people wake up? And I don't know who's going to tell them that. Forget about it. We're not a democracy anymore. We're a plutocracy. That is just absolutely the unassailable objective facts. I mean, so all of this sort of patriotic jingoism and freedom, and of course the Kochs use freedom all the time. That's their buzzword. Freedom for them to pollute and make money and not have any regulations and not pay taxes. But for the rest of us, it's a form of slavery.
I mean, I think there is hope. I mean, I think that, unfortunately, I do think this tax bill is going to pass. But I do think that, when people start seeing that it was a bill of goods and that their taxes are going to go up, that what was pitched as a tax cut didn't actually help them, and conferred huge benefits on huge companies. I think people that's not going to sit well for people. I think we'll see some changes in 2018. The Koch brothers paint Americans for Prosperity as a quote unquote grassroots group. I mean, I just don't think that there really actually is any sort of true grassroots movement for corporate tax cuts. I mean, I think that some of their messaging just really, rings hollow or rings, very contrived, and that I think that people just are not clued into it. I mean, it's AstroTurf, right? It's pretend grassroots lobbying, and they send letters to Congress, and they make it look like it's coming from five different groups. But it's all them. I mean, they've got a Koch Brothers group, Generation Opportunity for kids, for young people. They've got a group for Latinos, the Libre Initiative. They got Americans for Prosperity. They've got Freedom Partners. But they're all saluting to the same two guys, it's an ingenious strategy, and very, very troubling.
Well, just in closing, Alan Zibbald, our audience need to get hold of your new report at Public Citizen, the Koch government, how the Koch brothers' agenda has infiltrated the Trump administration. How do they get it?
Yeah, the easiest way to find it is if you go to a site that we set up called Corporate Presidency, just corporatepresidency.org/Koch. And you can see it right there. I have a blog and a fun video that boils it down. And I really appreciate the time to talk about it.
And again, I've been speaking with Alan Zibbald, who's a research director of Public Citizen's Corporate Presidency Project, who previously covered financial services regulations and housing for The Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones and Newswire. He's the author of a new report at Public Citizen, The Koch Government, How the Koch Brothers' Agenda Has Influenced the Trump Administration. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. You can also contact me, and I'll be back again with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.